Throughout this Christmas season, we've been exploring the story of Christmas through the message of the angels. A few weeks ago, we heard what the angel said to Zacharias when God broke a 400-year silence with the promise of a coming Savior. We heard Gabriel promise Mary that God had chosen her to be the virgin mother of his only begotten son. Tomorrow morning on Christmas Day, we're going to hear together what the angel said to the shepherds on the hillside. But for tonight, I want to invite you to join me in that scripture that we heard just a few moments ago in the lighting of our Advent candle as an angel came to Joseph and shared with him the reason for everything that was going on during that first Christmas time. The angel appeared to Joseph in a dream, and there were so many things he needed to hear from heaven when he came. Joseph needed to know what God had done and how God had done it. He needed to be reassured that everything that was taking place was part of God's plan, and that everything Mary had told him was absolutely true. Most of important, he needed to know what God was getting ready to do through the child that Mary was going to bring forth into the world. So this is what the angel said to Joseph. He said, "She will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." Jesus. That's the name that God had chosen. It's not a family name. It's not a name that Mary and Joseph might have determined for themselves. Instead, it was a name assigned by the Heavenly Father. He commanded Joseph to name him Jesus, a name that means God saves. And from the moment he was born, the very presence of Jesus became a reminder. God always keeps his promises. The promise that God would send a Redeemer Savior was not a recent thing. The Bible tells us it was a part of God's plan from the foundation of the world. From the very beginning of it all, God had planned to send his son to save the world. It was a promise first given in the Garden of Eden. It was central to God's plan for all mankind. Jesus came to be the fulfillment of God's promise to redeem. When the Bible says that Jesus, God saved, came into the world, what he was really saying is this: I haven't forgotten you. There's never been a time you haven't been on my heart and in my plans. There's never been a time when I was going to abandon you into the lostness of a dark world. I've always had a promise. There's always been a plan. There is a Savior. Why did God send his son? Well, the angel answered that question as well. He said to Joseph, he will save his people. Well, Joseph understood that promise because that's what every good Jew had been praying for many, many years, that God would send Messiah. They would say to one another, maybe this year, Messiah will come. And now the angel was saying to Joseph, here he comes. He will save his people. He will overthrow the power of Rome, Joseph thought. He will take away the oppressors. He will liberate God's people. He will establish a kingdom that will last for all time. It will be a kingdom like the kingdom of David. And God will establish a throne, and his son will sit upon the throne, and Messiah will rule the people. And God's people will have an earthly kingdom that would never end. Joseph was thrilled to know he might be a part of the promise, the fulfillment of the promise that God had made all this time. But what Joseph wasn't prepared for was the completion of that sentence. And it's the completion of that sentence that's the reason we're here tonight. See, this is what the angel said. He said, he shall save his people from their sins. Jesus didn't come to establish a physical kingdom. He came to redeem people where they needed it most. They didn't need to be rescued from Rome. They needed to be rescued from themselves, from the sin and corruption that was inside their souls, from all of those things that separated them from God and from themselves and from one another. They needed not to be fixed or improved, but transformed. And they couldn't change themselves. So God came to change them. We need the same thing today. What do you need the most this Christmas season? You need to be saved from your sins. We live in a world and in a time where people don't really like to hear that message anymore. The truth is, there's an awful lot of us that don't even want to think about ourselves as having sins, and we surely don't want to think about ourselves as sinners. We want to think, maybe God needs to do an improvement, but I don't need to be transformed. But yes, we do. It is our sins that separate us from God. It is our sins that keep us away from all hope and any chance of eternal life. And as long as we are prisoners of our sin, we have no possibility of being right with God. The truth is, we need to be saved. So God sent a Savior. The heart of Christmas is not a baby in a manger. The heart of Christmas is that the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus came to be Emmanuel, God with us, to be flesh of our flesh, blood of our blood, completely God, completely man, so that he could become the perfect sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sins. Tonight we celebrate the coming of one named Jesus. God saves. And we come to share in the bread and the cup, remembering that it was Emmanuel who gave his life away, his body broken, his blood spilled, so that we might have a way to everlasting life. Tonight I invite you to come to the table of the Lord and remember the promise of the angel. She will bring forth a son, and you will call his name Jesus. He will save his people from their sins.